from some of your interviews over there that it was a little tough to get acclimatized to the time change. How does it feel coming back?
Oh, I'm thrilled to be home. So it's nice to be back on normal time.
Are you feeling any of those effects of the jet lag coming this way, though?
Oh, no, I feel great now. Maybe not so much there, but now I feel like I'm back to normal. I don't think a lot of us really adjusted the whole time we were there. So it's tough going mid-season kind of with that time change. It's a long way to go to play 2 games in 10 days.
Do you feel like it's a good situation to have a few days off here before you play, or do you feel like that's almost too long?
Well, I mean, it's good and bad. I think you look at our schedule the rest of the way, it's kind of jam-packed. Like I said earlier, you go over there and you play 2 games and you have 5 days on both sides, basically. You got to make those games up somewhere else. So it's nice to kind of be able to get back and get adjusted, though, for sure.
You guys split the games, but are there maybe some intangibles that you can take away as a team from that trip that can help you now going forward the rest of the season?
Well, hopefully. I think you spend a lot of time together on the road. You build those relationships, and you know sometimes it's not necessarily the results on the ice that can pay the dividends further down the road. So, I think there was some good team bonding for sure.
You had a good look, obviously, at Patrick Laine, and what did you see maybe in those 2 games that maybe we hadn't seen earlier in the season from him?
Well, I just think he was starting to hit his spots. You know, he had generated some chances on the power play earlier in the year, and seemed like he was maybe missing the net, or he just wasn't hitting it like he's accustomed to or he's used to. And you know, I think he got some confidence going with when the first one went in, and it kind of snowballed from there. And that fourth goal he scored in game 2 there, that's probably one of the best shots I've ever seen live. So. You know, I think a lot of us were sitting on the bench in awe just at the release and kind of where he was able to put it from that angle.
What kind of difference is it for you and Brandon to have a guy like that playing on your line?
Well, I mean, I don't want to say it changes kind of the style of our line, but it does. I think you go from, you know, we play a real heavy grinding game, a real kind of style along the wall, and you know, trying to wear down the other team. And now you got a pure shooter who plays a little differently. I think, you know, and it took a little bit to get accustomed to. He generated some chances kind of just through his own individual skill, and you know, hopefully we'll be able to kind of start clicking more. I think we had some real good shifts together, but you know, it's important when you play with a guy like that. You can find him, and you find him in spots where, you know, you can put him in a situation to be successful. And he's an unbelievable shot, and he likes to be in the slot. So, you know, I think Brandon and I, you know, once we watch these games back, we're going to see some things where, you know, we're used to just throwing the puck back down the wall, where maybe we take an extra step and try and hit him in the middle.
You've got some time now until the game coming up on Friday. Over there, it was kind of so locked in where you didn't get a chance to watch any other games because of the time difference in that.
What do you mean?
Well, did you watch a lot of hockey then?
Oh, I watched some of the games, so yeah, you know, you might have been sleeping. I wasn't.
I was.
So I know I didn't miss many of the games, so it's it's good, but it's nice to be home. You know, the last night you get a couple of games, Hockey Night in Canada, things like that, and now, obviously, Sunday's a football day, but, you know, you have a few days, you get to watch some of the games, get caught back up, and kind of get back in the swing of things.
So on that note, then, you've got a Central Division team coming in on Friday. You haven't played a lot in the division. Excited about kind of the week that lies ahead to see what's going on around these teams and continuing to have success?
Yeah, well, it's important to get ready for Colorado. They have one of the top lines in the league, and Nathan MacKinnon, Rantanen, and Landeskog, they're all off to terrific starts, and you know they're kind of what the straw that stirs the drink, if you will. They really get their team rolling, and you know they can score a lot of goals. I know they were in that 7-6 game against Vancouver the other night, and they blew a big lead in Calgary. But you know they're high scoring games, so they've got a lot of offense, and you know it's important that you're able to slow them down. They have a lot of team speed, and the Central Division games are so important. It's important you do well in your division if you want to do well in the standings. And you know what? These games, they mean a lot.